August 17th at 2:24 in the morning, following is an interview between Senior Deputy Streltsov and Senior Deputy Laughlin regarding the shooting in Moore Park.
Can you just tell me what you were doing, all that good stuff?
I was in the report writing room at East Valley typing up an arrest report. I was monitoring the East Valley radio frequency when I heard Levo's Deputy Alvarez advised dispatch shots fired. To get the location, I believe, Spring and Terrahada. So I got out of the station, responded code 3 to the scene. Sergeant Richards had me respond to Miller Parkway and Terrahada, where I set up a perimeter with him on the east side of the field. For about 45 minutes or so, I coordinated other units responding to have them set up an additional perimeter. Information we received was that a subject was shot at, and the deputies believed he was hit, and he, after being shot at, fled south of Terrahada down the embankment into a field. A helicopter and canines were requested. When the helicopter arrived, it conducted a FLIR search for about half an hour with negative results. At that time, we had two canine officers, Deputy Sedgwick and a CME canine. Richards asked me to come to the new command post location, which was at Spring and Terrahada. We had a quick little briefing. We set up a team to go in and do a search of the field for the suspect. Information was that he had a handgun. Deputy Sedgwick, his canine Ben, Senior Deputy Miller and myself accompanied him with Deputy Cardinal and Alvarez behind us as an arrest rescue team. We went down the embankment just south of Terrahada at the location, probably about a maybe 50 to 75 foot embankment to a drainage culvert. And we walked east, probably about 50 yards or so. As we drew closer, I saw a looked like a human body laying down facing the west, with one of his legs crossed over and resting on his other knee. At first thought, we thought he was dead. He wasn't moving. As we got closer, real close to him, we could see that he appeared to be breathing, and his eyes weren't shut. They were opening just slightly, and you could see a glazed look. We started giving him commands. He didn't respond, but you could see him breathing. One of his hands looked like it was tucked down in his waist. We couldn't see what he had or where it was. We thought maybe he had a gun, so one of the deputies, I believe it was Deputy Rourke, with a baton, moved his hand so we could see it. Once it was seen, deputies went and handcuffed him. The guy started talking right after we handcuffed him. He was wearing a helmet. You could see looked like a bullet hole through the helmet, a motorcycle helmet, and his hair was sticking out of it. Looked like he had a chest wound. There was some blood on his shirt, and his right hand was bloody. I turned on my tape recorder once he started talking, and he started a dialogue with Sergeant Richards, just a little bit of a conversation. The guy said something to the effect of, I lied to you guys, I didn't have a gun. And then he said something about he didn't have a gun, he used his fingers to simulate a gun. And that was it. When the firefighters, we had them staged, when them and ambulance personnel got to the scene and came down the embankment, they started taking off his clothes, cutting off his boots, looking for all these wounds. One of the firefighters cut off his right boot. When he cut off the boot, he found a clear plastic baggie containing a white crystallized substance, which, based on my training, I believe was methamphetamine. He gave that baggie to Deputy Rourke, who took possession of it. The fire and ambulance personnel put the guy on a gurney. We walked him up the embankment, and the helicopter had already landed to transport him. Sergeant Richards instructed me to stay with the suspect. So I got in the helicopter and flew with him to St. John's in Oxnard. while at the hospital, CHP officers were there at the request of, I believe, Sergeant Richards to handle the TC portion of this incident. They received consent from the suspect to draw his blood. I was present with him while they while he gave consent. I also got a had some blood drawn, and my tape recorder was activated during the incident. There was really not much at the hospital of a dialogue, but one of the doctors, in preparation for surgery, asked him what kind of medications or drugs he had taken, and he said that he used methamphetamine earlier in the day. At 0110 hours, he was wheeled into surgery.
Who was present when you did your search, when you arrived with Sergeant Richards? What other deputies were present?
Initially at the first location, or when we went to find the guy?
When we went to find the guy.
It was going to be a canine search with Deputy Sedgwick, and Deputy Miller and I both had AR-15s. Deputy Miller was on the left side of Sedgwick, and I was on the right side. And then Deputy Alvarez and I believe Cardinal were behind us. They were going to act as an arrest team. There was a CME canine officer who did not have his canine during the search. We were only using one dog. I believe that was it initially when we went in. I know Sergeant Richards, I believe it was after we found the guy and notified dispatch and everybody that we had him. Sergeant Richards came down the hill and Deputy Rourke came down. I'm not sure if any of the deputies came down.
Did Deputy Alvarez or Deputy Cardinal make any statements when you were first arrived or during the searches or at any time when you were present?
I asked him from what distance the shooting occurred, and he said approximately 15 yards. I don't think I asked Alvarez if he actually did the shooting. I didn't ask Cardinal anything about if he was involved in the shooting. I just believe one of the officers, when I first got on scene, I think somebody must have said that Alvarez was involved in the shooting.
What type of uniform was Cardinal wearing and Alvarez wearing?
Oh gosh, I believe they were wearing the SED type polo shirts with the badge embroidered on the chest, and it says police on the back or sheriff on the back. Pretty sure that's what they're wearing, the standard issue.
And when you were flying in a helicopter with the suspect to St. John's, did he make any comments or was there any dialogue?
No, from where I was sitting, if there was dialogue, I wouldn't be able to hear the helicopter noise, and I was wearing headphones.
And who else is present in the helicopter with you?
Senior Deputy Frank Underlin. He was tending to the patient. There's I believe a paramedic. I don't know who he is or where he was from. I don't think he was from AMR. There may have been a firefighter, I don't recall. And Senior Deputy Norris was a crew chief. I don't know who the pilot was.
Anything else about the incident that you feel is important?
Let me review my notes here.
You have a light.
CHP officers who came to get the blood draw were David Hong, H-O-N-G, and Officer Paranick, P-A-R-A-N-I-C-K. They arrived at approximately 2400 hours. And I believe that's it.
Senior Deputy Streltsov will book the blood that he retained at the hospital, and I will retain his microcassette and book it into evidence. It concludes the taped portion of this interview. It is 0234 hours.